So I had a bunch of stuff to talk about today, but I did a 12-hour shift today, so I'm... And I forgot I didn't have any water at the house. Bottle water. So I'm going to go get some bottled water. But, you know, the emails I get, the texts, the comments, you know, I really appreciate it. And it makes me think. Somebody sent me an email today about Mr. Astro Theology, who I rebuked a long time ago. And he attacked me, you know, with all his minions came after me. But somebody said he's went into the God complex. I don't know exactly what happened. I haven't had time to look it up, but he probably thinks he's Jesus or something, you know. That's probably what's going on. And they all go down the same path. The reason they go down the same path is because the same path that Eve went into in Genesis 3. We're in Genesis 3. Anytime they reject Jesus, what is their path? What path are you going to go if you reject Jesus? You're going to claim your God. That's the path. Your God. There's no other choice. So it's a spot. Whether it's a queen bee thinking she's God, whether it's a Mr. Astro Theology thinking he's God, they're going to think they're the goddess or the God. I mean, look at Tila. Tila Tequila thinks she's goddess. She thinks she's God. She thinks she's Jesus. And then she'll say, I'm the wife of Jesus. Then she says she's the devil. What she's doing is she's mocking the truth that through Jesus, God made all things. She's not telling you that she's mocking the fact that through Jesus, God made all things. God didn't intend for the devil to fall and the 33% of the angels and Eve to fall and Adam and Eve, because Eve is a part of Adam, right? The flesh side of Adam. The piece cut off, being cut back in, just like the church is a piece cut off, being cut back in. And so, the comments, the emails and all, it makes me think and it makes me realize, you know, that people have been benefited and helped, and it makes you kind of motivates you to keep going, you know? It motivates you to keep going, really. I look back and I think back when I was a legalist. I mean, you know, if I attack a legalist, I don't see them. I don't have any ill will for them. I'm trying to shake them out of their slumber, you know. If somebody's under legalism, I want them to get out. If somebody's in the Jezebel spirit, I want them to get out. If somebody's in sorcery and witchcraft, I want them to get out. And sometimes you have to knock them over the head. But, you know, you try to knock somebody like Mr. Astro Theology over the head with some absolute Bible truth, and he just goes down the spiral. See, some people have made up their... They made the choice to go down that path. And they all go down the same path, just like the narcissist. The narcissist, all of them go down the same path. They get stuck in the repeat, the cycle repeat, vampiring off of people and all that stuff. So you can talk to your blue in the face. They're not going to change, most likely. Astro Theology guy, he's not going to change. You know, he's studied so much on that path that all he had to do, all he would have to do, I listen to his stuff, you know. He's so close, but yet so far, you know. He's so close, but yet so far. There are types and shadows. There are patterns in the stars. There are patterns in earth. There are patterns in the body. There are patterns everywhere. But these patterns point back to Jesus. The pattern is the pa-t-turn, pa-cross-turn. God is turning out copies of Jesus through the cross. The pa-t-turn. God is turning out pa. God the Father, pa, is turning, T-E-R-N is T-U-R-N, patterns or copies of Jesus via the cross, the T. The T is the cross. And so, God made man in his image, and I promise you, that's why you have a head and a body. Jesus is the head, And the church is the body. That's why a dog has a head and a body. A cat has a head and a body. The reason a spider doesn't have a head and a body, they're combined, because that's the queen bee hive. A spider represents the 666 queen bee hive, you know. That's why the ants and the ants are another queen bee hive. That's why the ants and the spiders, and think about a spider. It weaves all these nets and bands. And you read that in Proverbs 5, 7, and 9. And it tells the young man not to get involved with that kind of woman because she weaves nets and bands around his heart and his soul. And she tries to. And if you really think about a witch, what do? They try to weave you into their life, into their world, and weave and weft. So if you look up sewing and patterns, how to sew, you got the weave and the weft. So they try to weave and weft you into their world, just like the 1,000 concubines weaved and weft Solomon into false doctrine and false religion, and he went into idolatry, the wisest man that ever lived. So the 1,000 points of light is what you're dealing with on a daily basis with all these agents. It doesn't matter if they're narcissists, legalists, Jezebels, witches, warlocks. They're trying to weave and weft you into false reality and false doctrine. And so people like astrotheology guy, Mr. Astrotheology, they're always going to go down that same primrose path rabbit hole to hell because they're going to think they're God. Instead of trusting the true God and running to Jesus, they're running to themselves. But if you really knew them in real life, they have so many problems that they're vampiring off. He's probably vampiring off his wife. His wife's probably a nurse or somebody, a high paid person. He's vampiring off of her, and he's surviving off of her, but he's putting on a show to make money online. But these people always have somebody to enable them. You know, these people have enablers. A drunk has an enabler. A drug has an enabler. A narcissist has multiple enablers. And so these people are enabled to continue in their anti-universe, anti-God, anti-life lifestyle. They're in death. Mr. Astrotheology's in death, and he believed the lie that the devil told Eve in Genesis 3. Do you really believe God? You won't die. You shall be as a gods. You can eat the fruit. You can take the third eye. You can get wisdom from the dark side. When they came after me, I mean a lot of them. I mean one right away. When one gave up, they sent another one. When another one gave up, they sent another one. And some of them got saved. Some of those people they sent got saved. But they probably won't talk about it because they're all in the cult and they can't admit it, you know. If you ever join the Freemasons or the witches or a coven, they can't admit they got saved because they would probably take them out because they know too many secrets, you know. But some of those witches and warlocks and secret societies and legalists and Jezebels, some of them got saved, but I'll never know about it. A few of them who did get saved, who weren't members of these cults, they admitted it and said, thank you. You know, you helped me to find Jesus, you know. And I don't expect them to stay around too long. The ones that do stay around, I appreciate. You know, I try to be there for people, answer questions, and I learn from everybody. That's what I'm saying about the comments. I learn from everybody. It even actually puts me to the next level, to be honest with you. And something I was going to talk about just went out of my mind. I'm sitting here watching these people at this curb market, this convenience store. And I'm saying, what are they doing? They're just erratic, you know. What was it that I wanted to talk about? Yeah, there's the comments keep me going, to be honest with you. Somebody made a comment tonight. And this is what God revealed to me 10 years ago, that when I look out in front of me, God did this. I didn't see it. God did it. I was asking him, what's going on? And God revealed this. The Shekinah glory showed up 3 feet from me, and I was downloaded this information right in front of you, like right in front of me right now. Because I had prayed. God had, in an audible voice, I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, it's right in front of you. 6 months later, I said, Lord, what's going on? He said, it's right in front of you. I said, Lord, I still can't see it. Two months later, the Shekinah glory showed up. I saw what other people might say is extraterrestrial. It's a spiral light. You could see through it. It cast no shadow. It was just self-contained. It went through the ceiling, through the floor, and it was just right there. It faded away, kind of like a Star Trek transporting thing. I thought it was a portal out of here. I thought it was the rapture. I thought I'm supposed to jump through this, and it faded away. And so what it could have been a projection from something happening on the inside of me. Maybe it was happening, maybe it hit me, and I looked back, and it was just a projection, or it faded away, but it was God gave me something, a gift from on high, because we are his temple. We are the temple of Christ. We carry the Holy Spirit around with us. The children of Israel had the Shekinah glory show up in a tent, but now you got the Holy Spirit in you. So when God hits you with and takes the synapses, which is synagogue, takes the synapses of your brain, which is the synagogue, and he energizes them, I wouldn't be surprised if what happened on the inside, because all my synapses started clicking. And it projected on the outside. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happened. But then I woke up the next day. Oh, I'm being downloaded this information. Red is the blood. Blue is law. It's a hologram. I didn't know it was a hologram back then. It took me a long time to see it. I should have seen it. Everybody thinks every human has a holographic mind. They just don't even know it. I told somebody today. I proved to them in person, face to face, that they had a holographic mind. And they were like, wow. And this person is not spiritual at all. But I proved it to the guy. You know, a couple things happened today. That really, one of the things I wanted to talk about is that you describe words with words. You describe numbers with words. You describe, scribble. You describe, you off-scribe anything via words from the word. Words are spirit. Words are the hologram. Words and spirit are everywhere, happening all the time. Jesus is the Word. He spoke it all into existence. So the words that come out of your mouth, they're life and death. There's power in the tongue. And so life and death is in the power of the tongue, right? And so if words are powerful and they come out of your heart, but they also come out of your mind, your heart and mind are connected. So if words come out of your mind, your thoughts are powerful because your thoughts are spirit. And so the synchronicity that people experience on my channel, part of it's because they're just reflected. Because if you watch a TV series, or you watch any kind of series, movie series or whatever, and you do it in snippets, what you were thinking about, if you pay attention to the scene, it's going to appear. You could read a book. If you're in communication with somebody and you're reading a book, what you two talk about will show up in the book. Because there's no such thing as time. It's all connected. It's all word. It's all spirit. It's all outside of time. And so your script is written. Your life is written. Jesus followed the script. There was a script written for Jesus to follow, and Jesus is greater than us. Is the master not greater than the servant? So if God gave Jesus a script, a calling and a script, don't you think you have a calling and a script? So here's what's happening. The 3D is like a cartoon compared to 5D. And so you're walking out in 3D, a Bible script, but you haven't entered into your calling yet. And so it's like intermittent. But once you start to enter into your calling, the synchronicity is going to be exponential because you're in your script. It's already written. Let's say you're running from your calling and from God. But every once in a while, somebody says something about they're glad I didn't quit. I've tried, but God won't let me quit. So when you step into your script, you enter into high level synchronicity because it's already written. Your life has already been scripted. But when you try to run from your script, and Jesus didn't do that, Jesus walked his script down here. But when the disciples got the Holy Spirit, got filled with the Holy Spirit, they walked their script. But if you try to run from your script and go off path, not only are you going to have trouble, but you're going to leave the synchronicity thing. You're going to leave the synchronicity because you're not on script. You're not on par with your calling. And so your calling is actually in your name. That's why they call you by that name. And they call me on the phone. What do I call you? Well, when you call me on the phone, call me by this name, because my name is my calling. That's what you call me by. It's my calling. You see, it's right there in front of you. It's the whole truth right in front of you. Like I'm looking in front of me, it's blue versus red. I can, like, it's your house. I know that your keyboard's probably got black and white key strokes. They might be gray and white, but usually it's black and white. I know that you've probably got a computer monitor. If not, you got your phone. And I can tell you approximately the size of your phone. I don't even have to be there because your mind is holographic. My point is, the word is how this all started. And for me to have a conversation with you, the words have to be stable. And if the words are stable and reality stable, that means there's a pattern. And if it's a pattern, it's a creation. And if it's a creation, like the Bible says, and it's coming to an end and it's going to burn up, that means it's a temporary creation down here, but the spirit is eternal, the spirit in you. The body's going to the grave. The earth's going to be burned up, but the eternal truth is eternal. So what is 3D? It's a training. It's a simulation. What kind of simulation? It's a simulated training program, ProGram, to teach you to take up your cross and follow Jesus and to move away from selfishness to others, to move away from doing your own will to do God's will, to move away from being off script to be on script. What is on script? Believe on Jesus and love your neighbors yourself. Love the brethren. Walk in the Spirit, love and truth. Renew your mind. Pray, fast. Seek the truth, share the truth, preach the gospel. If you're a woman, give out the gospel. You don't have to be a preacher. If it's a woman, she can give the gospel out. Tracts, tell people, talk to people. You know, teach the kids. Women have women have a more important role to train up the children to follow, find God, seek God, seek Jesus. Actually, the woman has a really important job that most men can't really comprehend. I noticed this about women yesterday. I was thinking, you know, women celebrate other people more than men. A woman will celebrate a person, whereas a man doesn't really do that. The woman will give celebration to another human, whereas the man will usually not do that. Sometimes they do. They might be thinking it. They just don't show it emotionally, you know. They might be thinking, you know, that's a good woman, or that's a good person, that's a good man. They might thinking that's a good person, but they never celebrate it like a woman does, you know. I was thinking that. I don't know where that came from. I can't remember right now. But there's a pattern, and Jesus is the pattern, and the reason we're here is because God knows we're going to get off path, and so we go through the cycles of time to get us back on script, to get us back on path, back on track. That's why we're still here. Anyway, there's so much to say, but I've already said it all. But when comments come in, it takes you into new territory of how to say it in a different way that applies to a person where they're at, you know? And so, yeah, all these people who reject Jesus, they end up worshiping themselves. And on their deathbed, hopefully they wake up and say, oh, I'm not God, I'm dying. And they run to Jesus because you told them the gospel. You know, hopefully Mr. Astro Theology on his deathbed will cry out to Jesus. He knows about Jesus. He calls it, he thinks it's a myth, you know. But that's all right. You can't kick against the prick and it not hurt. Isn't that what Jesus told one of his disciples? Why are you trying to persecute the church? See, here's something else I want to talk about. Here's what's happening. They're doing a reverse psyop. Everybody's saying, we're going to fight the New World Order. You know what the New World Order is doing? They're trying to turn you into Wile E. Coyote without you knowing it. They're chasing us. We have the truth. We have the Holy Spirit. We're joint heirs with Christ. They're Wile E. Coyote chasing us. So when you got somebody like Alex Jones or these conspiracy people saying, we got to fight the New World Order. No, we don't. We already won. The devil's a defeated foe. They're trying to do a reverse psyop on your mind to make you like Wile E. Coyote, where you're chasing the New World Order. No, the New World Order is chasing us, wanting to take away our liberty that's in Christ, our freedom that's in Jesus. And so the Jones cult, I'm going to post one of his videos. It's important. I listen to him, but today it hit me like a ton of bricks that what he's doing, he's trying to turn you into Wile E. Coyote from Roadrunner. You already won. The New World Order wants you chasing them like Wile E. Coyote chases Roadrunner, but actually they're chasing you, trying to make you, they're narcissistic, trying to turn you into a copy of Wile E. Coyote. When you're already a copy of Roadrunner, you're just resting in peace. You have the gifts of the Holy Spirit. And so these people who are fighting the New World Order are fighting against themselves, because you've already won in Jesus. The rapture takes place, and then all hell breaks loose, all Hades. And so once the rapture's caught up, what happens? God sustains his 144,000. God sustains the two witnesses. There's always the gospel being preached. And then when those people are killed or caught up, then the second part of the tribulation, the angels are preaching the gospel. So the whole, that tells you right there that they're chasing you to get you to not preach the gospel. They're doing a reverse psyop on you to make you chase them. Just like a narcissist tries to get you to chase them. They're taking your identity. You are Roadrunner. The New World Order is chasing you because you already won. You believe in Jesus. But when you hear these conspiracy people try to make you chase the New World Order, they've done a reverse psyop to take away your identity. Do you understand what I'm saying? This is so important. What I just said is so important. If you can grasp it, you will repent and just get in peace. You don't need to fight the New World Order because the New World Order has always been here, but it's a defeated foe now because you've got Jesus. Yes, they're poisoning food. Yes, they're poisoning water. Yes, they're chemtrails. But you know it now, so you can fight against it with knowledge. What you eat, don't eat McDonald's, don't eat sugar, filter your water, go get you one of these boost things and do an oxygen cleanse once a month or something. you can heal your body because your body's a regenerative vessel. Just Google it. The liver regenerates itself. The pancreas regenerates itself. Your cells regenerate. Your lungs can regenerate. Why do you think smokers live till they're... You see a smoker live till they're 80. It's like, how did you live? How is that even possible? By the grace of God. But my point is, the body regenerates. And they know they're a defeated foe, but they want you to think they're winning, but they already lost a long time ago. At 2,000 years ago, they lost. When Jesus rose from the dead, they lost. They don't want you to know that. They want you to lose your peace.